Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Click on the American Senior Communities logo or go to ASCSeniorCare.com for information about services, locations, and special stories of seniors.
Hello there. This is Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIVC. Welcome to all of you. And I'm Terry Stacy, along with Tina McIntosh.
Good morning. Good morning. And Terry, what we're going to be talking about in this segment of the show is what to look for when choosing a nursing facility.
Oh, good.
And I know you used to volunteer at a nursing facility.
When I was very young, yes.
And, you know, I had to place my father in nursing care, and they were fantastic and rehabbed his way out after a number of years. But, you know, it was a first experience for me, and it was a real challenge. So I think this segment can help a lot of folks. Sitting with us, we have the executive director, Zach Crumweed, and the director of nursing services, Lauren Kirkwood from Maple Park Village. And we're so excited to have you with us this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Lauren, it's my understanding that you have a long history with Maple Park Village. Where are you located?
We are in Westfield, Indiana. 3132 is our nearest big crossing.
So. Hopping area up there.
Yeah, right across the street from Westfield High School.
Oh, perfect. And you have been doing this for how long?
Since I was 18 years old.
What got you involved?
Well, actually, I was on college break, summer break, and I was answering the phones for my mom at Maple Park, who was the business office manager. I was an elementary education major. When I came home, they were offering CNA classes, so I decided I wanted to be a nurse. So I took the CNA class at Maple Park and went back to Ball State as a nursing major.
Oh, I'm a Ball State grad, too.
Yep.
Gotta love Ball State.
Go Cardinals.
We could sing the fight song.
If you want, but
probably not.
I don't know.
Probably not. And what has kept you involved? Because, you know, let's face it, long-term care, so many benefits to it, such a beautiful thing to do, but it takes a lot. It takes a lot to be on the professional care side, particularly as a nurse, I would imagine.
Definitely. I did take a break for about a year and went to the hospital at Riverview Hospital, and then Zach called me back and offered me the director of nursing job. So I love the elderly. I've always had a strong passion for it. My grandma, I grew up with her in the nursing home. So I just like to help people. That's just what brought me back.
I bet you get attached pretty easy.
Oh, yes. Very attached.
Yeah. And, you know, we go through this at Joy's House, too, where we have that attachment. And let's face it, there is a natural progression that happens with folks. Do either of you, and I know this isn't necessarily why you're here, but any magical words that kind of help you as you're becoming attached and seeing people either progress on or pass over in their lives?
Yeah, I think just knowing they're in a better place, they're out of pain. A lot of times at the end of life, they're in pain, and just seeing that.
Yeah. I've said a lot, and Terry, you've probably heard me say this, but if heaven is what I think it is, I look forward to the day that I get to be there and see everybody whole.
Yeah.
You know, because I think when we see them so many times, there are obviously life-altering changes. So, Zach, we are turning to you for you to tell us what's that combination we should be looking for when we're looking at nursing facilities?
I think it's a combination of looking at the interaction between the staff and the residents, as well as some of the grades, for lack of better words, they've received.
Oh, no, let's not skip over that.
Yeah.
You all just had some big things happen.
The State Department of Health does a comprehensive assessment once a year. At the very least, there can be additional assessments if complaints are filed, but once a year.
You really only want to see them once a year, right?
Yeah, yes. Want to see them once a year, at the very least. They do a comprehensive assessment of the nursing facility, the operations, and your outcomes. The grades, is what you could basically call them, or citations, can range from 30, 40 to zero. And we were lucky enough, I think, through a lot of hard work to receive zero on our last survey, which is great.
That's really,
love,
really
claps.
Great.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. And Zach, kind of, if you can, help us to know, because we'd like to know what the health department is looking at.
A lot of different things, interactions, activities, all the way from that ranging to things like pressure ulcers that can be developed, falls that have happened, outcomes, injuries, things as serious as abuse in some situations, which you never want to see, but unfortunately do in some scenarios. Lots of different things, but it all boils down to what type of facility you're running and what your outcomes are as far as your programs to prevent things like falls and pressure ulcers and weight loss. Weight loss is huge too.
Yeah, we don't want to see weight loss.
Overall quality of life, I would say, is what they're looking for.
So when a family walks in, now I know you're going to have something framed saying that you had, you know, your zero citation survey, which is great. But if I'm walking into another facility, do they have to post what their ratings are?
They actually have to be posted. The entire survey should be available in the facility and they should be able to tell you where that's at. If you cannot find it there, it's on cms.gov, Nursing Home Compare. If you Google that, you should be able to find all your facilities. It's a pretty easy to navigate site with by zip code and area.
For the first timer, Zach, I'm just that now has to make that decision for a loved one to go into that kind of that type of care. What is the most important thing or some of those important key things that, quite frankly, I'm not sure as a first timer, I wouldn't know what to think or how to plan.
I would say you could begin by doing some research with that website that I mentioned and looking at the citations. They usually provide you with at least 3 years of survey history. If you have to read through a whole bunch of history, it's probably not a good sign, but not necessarily a bad sign. It could have been that things have turned around since then. But I would say the biggest thing is touring, going to the facility, looking at the interaction between staff and residents, talking to some of the residents, the families, if you have the opportunity to do so, and then asking, you know, where the leadership is. Are they available during the tour? Mm-hmm. Especially if it's during regular business hours, can you meet the director of nursing, the executive director? If not, like, for example, we're both out of the building right now.
Right,
It does happen, but
yes, you are.
That's a rarity, though.
The availability should be there, and you should be able to talk to somebody within some amount of time, because that's who you're going to look towards once you do admit and you are receiving services. If there are questions or in some cases, concerns, you want to be able to get resolution.
If you're just joining us, you are listening to Caregiver Crossing. I'm Tina McIntosh with Terry Stacey, and we are talking with Lauren Kirkwood and Zach Crumweed, the Director of Nursing Services and Executive Director from Maple Park Village, which is an American senior community. How much can we talk to other families? If, you know, as Terry said, if I'm a first timer and I'm coming in, I know if I see a family, I could talk with them in the hallway. But are you willing, or should nursing facilities be willing to give me kind of a reference list too?
Not a reference list per se, but I'd say when you're touring, one of the things that I encourage when we're done is that, you know, go back around the facility. You're going to see a lot of family members and sometimes just residents, and you can stop and talk to them and say, hey, I'm here touring, I'm interested in the facility. What do you think?
Okay. And how much can you believe, Lauren, a question for you, of what your loved one says? Because there is obviously a transition period, a learning curve for the residents. I would imagine most of them don't like being there for the first handful of weeks.
Oh, that's true.
And so how do I check up on that if I'm a loved one?
I think just always checking in with the nurse that's taking care of them. How are they doing today? You know, checking in with therapy, see how they're doing with that. We try to have frequent meetings with the families. We try to have a road to recovery meeting within the first 48 hours just to make sure everything's going okay. We also have a customer care coordinator that checks with them, make sure their first 48 hours are going really well. So that helps. So if we do have any issues, we can get those fixed.
Yeah, I just know, I see folks come to Joy's house, and for the first few weeks, they just don't want to be there. There's not a comfort. You know, if there's a dementia, maybe they just can't really remember why they're coming back. I mean, there are all kinds of things, and families will come to us and say, well, Mom said you didn't feed her. Well, Mom said that she had a horrible time. And so we love to take photos and videos of those guests, of our clients, and be like, here's Mom eating her second helping of lunch. And, I think communication's a big thing. But use your instincts, right? Families need to really use their instincts when they come in.
I think if you're constantly going up to the family and just updating them first before reacting, I think that helps.
Well, and I'll add too, Terry, before we have to go, everybody has their moments, right? So you might walk into the nursing facility and it might have a smell, someone might be having a bad moment, but you also might walk in the next day and it smells like blueberry muffins and everybody's doing an activity together, and you have to know we're living.
Yep.
Zach Crumweed and Lauren Kirkwood, Maple Park Village. Thank you guys so much for stopping in to see us. We appreciate it. Pretty helpful and pretty good information. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You bet. You're listening to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC.